Let's talk about the connection between H. pylori infection and the risk for diabetes. Let me give you the background. H. pylori, also called Helicobacter pylori, is a bacteria that is known to cause ulcers. Really interesting story about how they determined that. We don't have time for that, but you can look that story up. But H. pylori is an infection of the stomach and also infects the small intestine. What does it do? Well, one of the first things it does is it disturbs your acid control in your stomach. So it can make you be sensitive to acid. It can disturb your acid. It can make you have trouble digesting food. It can cause heartburn. It can cause acid sensitivity signs. It can cause a problem with you absorbing nutrients. A lot of people have Helicobacter pylori and don't really know it. However, I will tell you that clinically, anytime somebody has stomach pain or they have belching immediately after eating, or they have pain in their stomach when they eat, or they really feel like they get a brick in their stomach when they eat, first thing I think of is an H. pylori infection, and so we get them tested for that. Now, I don't do blood tests for it because I find that a breath test is very sensitive for it, and a DNA PCR typing test of the stool is very sensitive for H. pylori. Now, one other thing that it does, though, is it creates an inflammatory response. Infections create inflammation because you're not supposed to have H. pylori floating around. So what happens, your immune system realizes you're not supposed to have this, and so it mounts an immune system response, and that is inflammatory. And that is where the connection with diabetes comes in. Inflammation is known to be associated with diabetes, but not a lot of people have looked at seeing, well, does inflammation cause diabetes, or does diabetes cause inflammation? Well, their very interesting study came out this year, and what they did is they looked at over 700 elderly Latinos from 1998 to 1999 that were enrolled in this study, and they followed them for 10 years. And at the time that they were enrolled in the study, they were tested for a bunch of different viruses like Toxoplasma gondii, which is not a virus, varicella, and H. pylori. And here's the most important thing. Over the course of 10 years, the people that tested positive, blood test positive, for H. pylori infection were 2 times as likely to develop diabetes as those people that did not test positive. 2 times as likely. That's huge. It's a very important point. I hope it's kind of sinking in, because what that means is if you've got type 2 diabetes, right, and you're thinking, well, how did this happen to me? Or you've got type 2 diabetes, but you're not really getting any better, even though you're trying to, you've done the diet changes and the exercise changes, maybe you're taking glucophage or metformin or something. This needs to be investigated in you, because you could still have an H. pylori infection that is inflaming you, that is destabilizing your blood sugar, that is making you insulin resistant. That is possible and is probable, frankly, to be truthful about it, especially if you had any of those symptoms I just told you about, you know, having, belching and bloating immediately after eating, feeling like you got a brick in your stomach when you eat, feeling like you've got, you know, heartburn all the time. If you've got those symptoms plus diabetes or blood sugar symptoms, you need to get checked for H. pylori. Now, there's a bunch of different ways to get rid of it. Of course, this being a medical study, they're talking about using antibiotics, but there's a lot of very powerful botanical things you can use. But please, please don't just go take something just because you see that you might possibly have H. pylori and you go to the health food store and you ask them what to take. Don't do that. Work with someone that understands functional medicine, understands what I'm telling you, because your diabetes could be caused by something different than that guy's diabetes or your uncle's diabetes. That's really kind of the sub message I hope that a lot of people get out of this, is diabetes is really just kind of a blanket term for, hey, you got elevated blood sugar. You're not getting blood sugar into your cells, but the mechanism for why it happened to you could be different than why it happened to somebody else. But inflammation, we know now, and I know this from personal experience, is a huge factor. So anything that causes inflammation can put you at risk for it. Now, what this study shows is that H. pylori infection in particular puts you at risk for developing diabetes. 2 times as likely. 2 times as likely. So the takeaway message is you probably need to get checked for it. And if you've got it, you got to find someone that can help you get rid of it, and you don't have to use antibiotics. But the third thing you got to know is this. A lot of doctors don't think H. pylori is any big deal. And those doctors aren't reading, because this came out this year and this says it is a big deal. So H. pylori, diabetes definitely are connected.